97.3 The Rock. Good morning, friends. Johnny Rhodes in the Morning Rock Show with another movie guest as we gear up for the Julian Dubuque International Film Festival. Can't wait. We're going to be down there for all of the fun later this month. But, you know, right now we're just getting to know the films. I got announced last week the entire list of the films that are going to be shown here. And, of course, you know the drill all over downtown Dubuque. See some awesome films at venues where you never would see a movie, but they find a way to make it work. They build a little theater in a bar or restaurant, and there we have it. And I'll tell you what, you're going to really enjoy this one. When we give away some tickets, I'd suggest using it for a film called Gone Doggy Gone. And we have the movie makers and stars of the film, Casey Brown and Brandon Walter, joining us right now on the phone. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So where would you two be calling us from? Where's home?
We are in Los Angeles, California, in our respective homes.
I tell you what, you know, it's just not an urban legend. Most of the movies just do come from California, don't they? Everybody we've talked to so far is in L.A. or close to. That's just where it's happening.
That's why we came here, actually. Brandon and I are both from the Midwest. He's from Indiana and from Kansas. And so we trekked on out here to start making movies.
Well, yep. You're doing a great job. Your film is called Gone Doggy Gone. And you know what? You have to watch the trailer. And I've posted it on our Facebook page a couple of times, and we get great feedback. So I'll let you introduce the film and tell us a little bit about this. Comedy. I'm going to definitely call it a comedy.
Sure. Gone Doggy Gone's a feature film comedy about a couple who treat their dog like a baby, and then it gets kidnapped. Casey and I started working on the movie about 2 years ago, and we did it all ourselves and raised all the money ourselves, and it's been a wild ride.
Oh, yeah, definitely a wild ride. So it's a really fun comedy, obviously, with the concept, but it's also about a couple who learns how to reclaim their love for each other through the loss of their dog, because a lot of times dogs can be an excuse for why we don't make contact with other people.
Well, and it's something people can relate to because, I mean, my particular family, we just got our first puppy in January, and everybody I know is already teasing me that I'm one of those dog people now, that I baby him and I treat him like a little kid of mine, and they tease me left and right. So I watched the trailer for this, and I'm like, okay, they might be right. I'm kind of relating to this movie.
Yeah. I mean, people can relate. Either they act that way or they know someone who acts that way.
I know, but none of us want to admit it. Well, it looks really funny. Like, I mean, there's you guys, I'm going to link this up. You just got to see it because it's so funny. I can't visually do this in radio, you know, just the reaction that your characters have.
Just picture the movie Ransom, Mel Gibson's movie, for those of you who are old enough to know, and then substitute a dog for a child being kidnapped.
Well, when you're in town, you can have a chance to see this during the film festival. It's going to have a Thursday showing at Lot 1. You're going to be down at Vinnie Vannucci's on Friday, the Holiday Inn Saturday, and down at Capri College on Sunday. You have great places. I love all these joints. You're going to really have a fantastic time. Are both of you going to be in town for the film festival?
Yeah, we are both going to be there.
All right. It's warming up a little bit, you know. It's getting better. You won't go into shock when you get back in town. If you would have been here a couple weeks ago, we still had snow.
We're sitting here in our tank tops and shorts. We're going to die.
Yeah. Yeah, rub it
in. Doing a Mai Tai right now.
A Mai Tai? It's early there, man.
Morning Mai Tai.
It's happy hour somewhere.
Hey, I'm a morning show guy. I'm ready for a Mai Tai. Are you kidding? I'm ready.
You've been up for hours.
All right. Well, once again, we're going to link all of this up. A fantastic film called Gone Doggy Gone, one of the feature films, going to be shown at the Julian Dubuque International Film Festival. We'll put all the info up on the Rock Facebook page, and Casey Brown and Brandon Walter will be here in town, the stars of the film, the ones that made the movie, and they'll be, you know, question and answer before and after the film. It's really fun to watch these movies and then have a chance to talk to the people who made it right there. So thanks for making the trip, and, you know, we'll definitely find you once the film festival starts.
Thank you. We look forward to coming.
Yeah. We're so excited. Thanks for talking to us, Johnny.
All right. You guys take care. Have a safe trip, and again, great job. Well, I haven't seen the film yet, but like I said, I've watched the trailer 8 times, and I crack up every time, so I can't wait to see it all.
Awesome.
That's all we want.
Perfect. That's perfect. It'll